The question was asked in Halakha, what is the age that a rabbi is allowed to become a dayan, to become a judge and judge cases of Halakha, meaning monetary cases, in order to take money from one and give it to the other according to his rule? Is there a minimum age? The Gemara in Shabbat, Daf Nun Vav, discusses a story with Yoshiyah Melech Yehuda. King Yoshiyah became a king at a young age. And the Gemara says that after he reached, according to one opinion this would be, after he reached the age of 18, he went back and reviewed all the cases that he judged between the ages of 8 and 18. And the reason why he reviewed those cases is because he realized that from the rabbis, really one should not judge less than the age of 18. And therefore he reviewed the cases again, and in many of them he gave monies back in order to start clean again. So Maran in Hoshen Mishpat, in Siman Zayin, Halakha Gimal, rules based on this Gemara that a dayan should not judge until he reaches minimally the age of 18. Now that's only one way of learning the Gemara. There's other ways to learn that Gemara. For example, the Maharsha understands that it has nothing to do with his age. Over there, the Gemara is saying that he judged from 8 to 18 was not his age, meaning from the 8th year of his kingdom to the 18th year of his kingdom. So he actually was 26 when he started to rejudge the cases. In any event, Maran does bring down the minimum age of a dayan to be 18, but it should be pointed out that that's only midrabbanan. Mina Torah, so long as the judge has harifut, he has sharpness, he has understanding, even from 13 years old, when he becomes a gadol, he's able to judge. It should be pointed out, lastly, that the poskim bring down that this is only talking when he's sitting with other judges. However, if he's sitting alone, then already he should be at least 40 years of age. And that's the way the poskim come out. Incidentally, with this we can explain the Gemara Berachot that says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed to be the Rosh Yeshiva, and the Gemara goes out of its way to tell us that he was 18 years old on that day. Why does the Gemara have to tell us that? To show us that he was worthy to become a Dayan and Rosh Yeshiva because of his age.